Welcome to The Roofer Show with your host, Dave Sullivan. You found the podcast that helps roofing contractors grow their businesses, make more money, and have more free time. Each week, Dave interviews the industry's top experts who will give you actionable tips and strategies for the real world of construction to help you take your roofing business to the next level. So let's get down to business.
Hey everybody, what's up? Welcome to The Roofer Show, the place to be if you want to grow a more profitable roofing business. I'm your host, Dave Sullivan, and I've been a successful contractor for over 30 years, and I'm here to share with you what I've learned. Get more tips, strategies, and free downloads by going to my website at theroofershow.com. Well, here we are, November 2019. And this year is just about wrapped up, coming into the holidays, so everybody's got their mind somewhere else. Not a lot going to get done, but this is a great time to kind of take a look at 2020, get your act together, get your mind right, let's look forward, and make 2020 the best year ever. Hopefully 2019 just kicked ass, should have been. Everybody's booming. Should have been a good year for everyone. So hopefully that's the case. But I've been meaning to get on and just kind of talk about some of the things that I have learned, not only in my 30 years as a roofing contractor, but the last year or so from having all of these great guests on the podcast. One of the reasons I do this podcast and why I have the guests is because I love learning. And bringing these guys on, they're experts, they're current. I learn a ton, and I listen to a lot of podcasts, a lot of other guys out there, and it's great. I really enjoy it. But the best part about it is the feedback from my audience, from the listeners, and I always appreciate that. So a couple of ways that you can get in touch with me and just chat. One, I love texting. I've talked about this before. And it's a great way to communicate with your customers. You know, you're going to an appointment. Always shoot a quick text. Just confirm your appointment. Make sure they're going to be there. And what I like to do is say, hey, by the way, I'm going to swing by Starbucks. Can I pick you up a coffee? Something like that. And that just goes a long ways to differentiate yourself. Everybody gets burned on that occasional time when they get mixed up, something came up, oh, I forgot to call you back. Always confirm your appointments, because today we're going to talk about getting your time back. One of the biggest problems as contractors is that we have to work our ass off, and it's just those long hours, and it doesn't have to be that way. And we're going to get into some good tips today about how you can get some of your time back and spend that time with your family. You don't have to kill yourself. But back to feedback. As I say, feedback is the breakfast of champions. You want to get feedback. You want to give feedback. So if you can, I'd really appreciate it. Drop me a text at 510-612-1450. And let me know what you think of the show. Tell me how things are going, what you're working on, what you'd like to hear on the show. I just love to have conversations with other contractors. Drop me a text. It's real simple. Do it right now. Just takes a minute so you don't forget. Or if you want to talk more at length, you can book an appointment on my calendar, on my contact page. We can just chat, see what's going on, see if there's any way I can help you. But today I want to talk about my 15 quick tips for a profitable 2020, because I'm going to take a lot what I learned from these guys, from these experts, came up with some great tips that I think will really help you improve your business. And the key to running a successful business, I think, is just to keep things simple. Just keep them basic, but be consistent. And we're going to get into these things today. They're simple. I think you can implement them in your business, and it's really going to help you have a more successful 2020. But before we get into it, I want to give a quick shout out to our sponsor, and that is Ruby Receptionists. You've heard me talk about what a great job they do in that first step of the sales process. The most important step of your sales process is starting off by leaving a great first impression. Because if you don't answer the phone, you roll it over into voicemail, they're not going to leave a message. Then they're going to go to somebody else. You spend a ton of money to get that phone to ring. Make sure it's being answered by a friendly, professional receptionist. But today, I just want to talk about their other service that they have. I brought this up before, but it's online chat. And if you're not familiar with online chat, these are the little chat boxes that pop up on websites. Some people find them annoying. I did at one point, but I use them all the time now. I think it's great. Best part about it is they convert. They convert visitors into appointments that go into sales. And this is something that every contractor should really look at. If you look at some of the top contractors around the country, most all of them now have gone to an online chat service. And Ruby's is great. They do a great job on that. So check this out at callruby.com/roofershow. Take you to their website. You can look into it a little more. You can talk to them. If it's something that looks right for you, you can use my promo code, which is roofer50. They'll knock off $50 off your first month's service. And for our listeners, we've got a 21-day money-back guarantee, so there's no risk to you. But both the chat and the reception service is great. I've got a number of contractors that I work with that use them, and they love them. All right, well, let's jump into our 15 quick tips. Number one is to get a plan. Take a step back, figure out where you're going, and what is your destination? Where are you headed? Where do you want to be at the end of 2020? Do you want to have a 20% increase in sales? Do you want to work on your profitability, get that margin up? What does that look like? And start at the end and work yourself backwards to make sure all the pieces fit. So you're building a roadmap. But if you're going to grow your business, for instance, do you have the people in place to do that? Because if you're going to add to that, do you have the equipment, whatever it is, you need to plan. And an easy way to do that, I've got a free download on my website. It's called the One Page Business Plan. You can download that for free, and it just gives you a good start. It gets you started on the process of planning. And that's what I think is important. That's what I know is important, because that's what we did every year. And you've got to have short-term goals. You've got to have long-term goals, and always start with the end in mind. And I've always had a business coach that helped us with our plan each year, our planning, because it's great to have somebody to bounce ideas off of, somebody that gives you more perspective. It's something that is almost, it's too hard doing it on your own. And this is what I found. And we would work on the plan, get another set of eyes on it, and then he would hold me accountable. And we'd have each phases where we'd check in, make sure that we're staying on task, that we're accomplishing these short-term goals, make sure it's laid out clearly. But it's too easy to get lost in all the crap and the day-to-day stuff to keep your eye on the ball. So a coach can really help you out. Download the plan. See if you can make some headway on that. If you need some help, give me a call. I help contractors build their plans out, also hold them accountable. Been doing this for a long time, so if I can help, let me know. An example is a contractor I'm working with. He says, I want to double my business. I'm looking at him. Well, why do you want to double your business? Well, because I want to make $250,000 a year. I go, well, do you have the people? We got to go through the steps. Do you have the people to do that? Do you have the cash? On and on. And how about instead we work on your margin? Okay. We don't have to hire any more people. We're going to be more profitable. So we worked on the processes and removed the chaos in this company and got things cleaned up, got some systems and processes in place, doing the same amount of volume. but he's making twice as much money, his take home, and that's what his goal was. So make sure that you ask your why. Why do you want to do this? So you can be the biggest guy in town, have all your trucks going down with your name on it. Who cares? Show me the money, man. Anyway, get a plan. Take a step back. See the forest through the trees. Figure out where you're going. And then get a roadmap, a step-by-step in small pieces, and be consistent every day. Number two is to keep it simple. Keep things simple and basic. But as I'd mentioned, the key is to be consistent. But don't make things complicated. I like simple checklists when we talk about systems and processes. Really, all we're talking about is a checklist. Whether it's starting the job off, you know, whether it's making sure you got gas and oil in the truck before you leave, check. Okay, next one. It is simple, but if you focus on the basics and do those well, the simple blocking and tackling, that's how you're going to win. Just little improvements every day and be consistent. Number three is, what do you do and who do you do it for? This is one of the biggest mistakes I see contractors make. They want to be everything to everybody. You're doing residential, you're doing commercial, you're doing siding, you're doing windows, you're doing basements. I see guys doing all kinds of different stuff. Why are you doing that? Look at where you're making your money and focus on that and make sure you've got that dialed in. I really believe that this is a niche business where if you focus on being the best in a certain type of roofing, residential, you're the best residential roofer out there, you do metal, you're going to be the metal specialist, and this is what you're going to do. Everybody's going to know that, and you're going to kick ass on it. You're going to make, that's where I think the money is. As they say, the riches are in the niches. Be clear on what it is that you do, and don't get out of your lane. Some like to diversify. I think that's the key to a profitable business. I disagree. I think you take a look at what is going to be your best niche going into the future. For instance, I wouldn't be focusing on new construction right now if I were you. There would be one that I would clean off the plate. Whatever it is that you do, be clear on what it is so you can get that branded right and you can get that marketed correctly and make sure everybody in your company knows this is what you do and why. Then it's like, once you know what you do, now who do you do it for? It's finding that ideal prospect, that ideal customer. Who's that number one client that you have that you wish you had 100 more just like? It's that guy that you can do a quality product, somebody that doesn't beat you down on your price, that's always causing you problems, doesn't pay their bills, whatever it is. You want to focus on, here is your avatar. Here's the one guy or gal, whoever it is your best customer, where you can make your most profit. And then go find a bunch of those guys, all right? And stop wasting your time on tire kickers and so forth that can't afford to buy your services. And this is what too many contractors do. They spray and pray. You know, I'll work for anybody. I'll rush out and go see these people. Well, that's not what you want to do. Focus in, be a specialist, and go find those people because there are a lot of them. And the best part about working for these type of people is that they refer you to like-minded customers because they hang out with guys that also want to build quality and so forth. So figure out exactly and be clear what it is you do and who you do it for. Number four is focus on profitability and increasing your margin. You don't have to be the biggest guy in town. You just want to be the most profitable. I think it's because contractors have big egos. We all want to be huge. And this industry, it focuses on the big companies. Everybody, you know, you see the contract, you know, the top 100 comes out in Roofer Magazine every year, you know. Oh, I just want to be on that. Well, a little story. This goes way back, probably over 20 years ago. There was the largest roofing contractor in the country. They're buying up everything. Everything is great, man. They're feeding that big machine to keep growing. And I knew this guy personally. Once the economy started to turn, and it always does, it was the most stressful thing I had ever seen. Business was falling off. Now he's running out of cash. Couldn't pay the bills. The business wasn't there. And this company's gone. That for me, and this is what you have to decide for yourself. You've got to be clear. And this goes back to the why. Ask why you want to do this. For myself, I'd rather do $3 million a year and take home 500 grand. Okay. You don't have to kill yourself. And there's a lot of contractors that are doing that. Just because you're large, everybody in it doesn't mean you're making any money. And I see this a lot. So decide what it is that you want to do. But I think if you focus on the profitability first with your systems and processes in place, then you can work on your growth. A lot of business people say you either grow or die. I don't think so. You're either profitable or you're not, and then you die. More importantly, companies that want to grow, first question I always ask, are you profitable at this level? Because if you're not profitable at $3 million, you're not going to be profitable at $6 million. You're just going to go out of business faster. So be clear on what it is that you want to do and focus on the profitability. And the two ways you do it, one, get more money for your job. Learn to sell well. Sell value. Don't get in there and try to be the low-cost producer and bang it out there with your other contractors that aren't making any money. So you've got to find that niche again. Find those prospects that are willing to pay for a better product that you're going to provide. So get your price. And that comes down to learning professional sales skills, having a good sales process throughout your company. Number two, do the jobs for less money. So you have to have that process down. So you're maximizing the profit on every job. You're eliminating the screw-ups because you're keeping things simple and consistent, as we've talked about, and you're making high margins on the jobs because you're making less mistakes, because that's what's going to kill you. But those two, get your profit up, but make sure you're in the right niche. All we did was re-roofing of commercial properties for owners, building owners, investors, and we did a lot of them. And we had a big service department, and that's where we made our money. Didn't have to be the biggest guys around, but we sure as hell were the most profitable. Number five is know your numbers. You cannot be a successful contractor unless you know your numbers. And you have to be able to measure your results, because what gets measured gets improved. And you just need to know the basics, but have a clear understanding. Your financial statements, profit and loss, your balance sheet, cash flow. It's not that complicated. You don't have to be a CPA or an accounting degree. You just need to understand the basics. But without that, you're not going to know how to price your jobs, because you won't understand what your costs are, and you're going to end up with, like everybody else, is charging what my competitors do. It has nothing to do with it. You have to know your costs and what your cost structure is to be able to price your jobs profitably. And the way that we do that is by setting up our key performance indicators, KPIs, in a dashboard for everything. And this makes things simple, because you can just take a quick look every day. We talk about this on the show, where if you've got your top five key performance indicators for your financials, where your money's going, where it's coming from, like your receivables and your payables, cash in the bank, you're going to be able to control your company. You're going to be in control and eliminate all of those surprises that come up at the end of the week when you don't have any cash to make payroll. That's why they call it business management. You're managing your business, because hope is not a good business strategy. When it comes to sales, you've got to know your numbers. You've got to know where your job, where your leads are coming from. And you have to ask, you have to understand that. You have to know your average job size, how many jobs you need to hit your budgets and targets, what your close rates, all of these numbers. We've talked about these a lot in the show, but you've got to get these things down. And again, just having a dashboard will take care of all these things, a good CRM program. And I get asked a lot, what's a good CRM program? The one that you will use, and it doesn't have to be complicated. Keep it simple, but you've got to track all of those numbers. When you're doing your projects, same thing. You've got to know your costs going in. You've got to have a budget, and then you've got to have your actuals. And this is what we always talk about. What went well, what didn't go so well, but you have to go back, call it a post-mortem on each of your, all of your jobs, and see where you made your money or where you made your mistakes. And all of these things that we're talking about, by knowing your numbers, this is how you improve, because we've got targets that we're trying to hit, certain margins, and we have to be able to measure that. And that's how it's going to be improved. We could talk about numbers all day long, and we have, but for 2020, to have your most successful year, you've got to know your numbers. Number six is education and training. Always be learning. Always be training your people, teaching them new skills. I was a roofing contractor for 30 years, and I was pretty damn successful. But every day, I'm learning something new. That's why I do this podcast. I love having guests on and learning new skills, having that curiosity, that want to learn. And that's what you want to have, not only in growing your business, but also in your people. You want to make sure that you're making the investment. And it is one of the best investments that you can make, is training your people, especially yourself in how to run a business. We were talking about numbers. Take the time. Put some money into training and learning. I'm not talking about going back to college, because a lot of us didn't like school. We didn't enjoy it. Well, this is different. This is your livelihood. This is your business. If you're going to run a business, you've got to learn. Otherwise, just go be a roofer for somebody else. With your people, when it comes to sales training, this is something that has such a high return on your investment, is learning how to sell and having a good process set up. Also, your field people, getting your people trained. There's so much information out there that's available. We talked about the OC University and the classes that they have. These things are all out there for free. There's podcasts. It doesn't take a lot of money, but you do have to make the effort, and you have to have that thirst for learning. So to get better, to make improvements for 2020, get some good training. As part of your business plan, it should be a line item. Here's where we're going to commit to training, and we're going to have these certain classes. We're going to do a sales training. We're going to do some business training. We're going to do some coaching. Whatever that is, make that investment, because that is going to pay off. Okay, number seven is to protect your time. When I started this episode, we talked about how to have more free time. And that's a big theme that goes through the show. It's part of my tagline, which is how to grow your business, make more money, and have more free time. This is a problem that so many contractors have, so many complaints. I don't have time to do it. I'm working my ass off. I just spend all this time. I'm stressed out. I never see my family. And the first way to protect our time is what we've been talking about, with systems and processes. You hear that throughout the show. What does that mean? It's basically a checklist, so we don't forget things, so we don't screw up so often, so we don't make the same mistakes over and over again. We have a process for the way things are done, and everything in our company should have a process. So let's take the initial call of our sales process. That call comes in, and too many contractors say, hey, somebody wants a information on the roof. They rush out there, and they have not qualified this prospect. So it turns out that you don't even do this type of work. How often does that happen? So we have our initial call sheet when somebody comes in. We don't just jot things down on a piece of paper and try to remember this. We have a process. Here are the questions that we need to ask. We need to get the information out of the caller and find out what it is that they really want and see if it's a good fit for us. Otherwise, we don't want to spend the time going out there. We can get so much information on the phone. It may be, hey, I've got this emergency. I've got to have it done this weekend, but you're booked up, so you can't do it. Well, if you went out and they told you this information there, you wasted half your day. Each question is part of our process. So you have that sheet. When somebody calls in, you have it in front of you. You go through the same questions over and over again. And it's the same all the way through. When we do a job, we do a project, we've got a job package with our checklist. Here are all the things that have to be in there. We're going to have our pre-job. We're going to go out, meet with the foreman, meet with the salesman, meet with the owner. And here is our checklist of things that we're going to go over and make sure we don't forget. Here's an example of something in my business that I had to deal with that was a real time suck. We had a lot of warranty work, a lot of callbacks at one point. This is going way back. And it was the same things over and over again. Like, you get the call, you got to deal with the angry customer, you got bad will, you got lousy Yelp review, on and on. It sucks your time and your energy. So what we did, we came up with a system, and this was to prevent and solve a problem. We got too much warranty work. Here's what we're going to do. We came up with a form, a checklist. It was called the Perfect 10, and it was the 10 most common items that would cause us problems, cause us leaks, cause us unhappy customers. And that would just basically be a checklist when the job is done or before the job is done. The foreman would fill this out and make sure he's got all these things. Caulk the outside of the drains of the scuppers. That was a common problem. Making sure that the duct work on the HVAC work was sealed and wasn't going to be a problem. So all of these things. And they would check these off. Then we would have somebody come back just real quick, check, go through it again, go through the checklist, perfect 10. If it was perfect, which it should have been, the crew gets a bonus. And the reason is because callbacks were killing us. So it was so much easier to do this perfect 10. And when they got a perfect, you know, the job was perfect, then they got paid and everybody loved it and they were all over this thing. So our quality improved, our customer satisfaction improved. And this is an example of just a simple process that was part of the job package. When you all the way through a project, and then it's when you finish it, you do your perfect 10, then you would meet with the customer, give them the warranty, ask for the review, ask for referrals, on and on and on, give them their final gift that we did, and then you can file the job away. So that's just one example. Now that saved us, myself, a ton of time, and I was able to use that to do other things. The next way to protect our time is learn to be a good delegator, because that's going to free you up to do what's really important, which is planning your business, looking at the big picture, and running your company like you should, getting sucked into the minutiae of the business. What that means, though, is that you've got to train your people, and you've got to assign responsibility, and they need to understand what that looks like, and you've got to follow up. And most contractors, most business owners don't want to let go. They say, screw it. It's easier to do it myself. And it probably is up front, but you're never going to be able to grow your business. You're never going to be able to expand and free up your time. You want to build a business that is just not reliant on yourself, because one, there's no value in that business when you go to sell it. And also, it's just a frustrating way to do business. So you have to hire good people. You have to train them well. You have to make sure that they take the responsibility, that they understand what the responsibility is and understand what a good job looks like, and then give them feedback, regular feedback on how they're doing, and help them along, because that is your ticket out of that day-to-day. And another way to free up your time is to wrap up this podcast now, because I've gone on for half hour, just rambling on here. Hopefully you got some good information. I'm going to break this into two segments. We've got the seven items so far, seven tips for a better, stronger 2020. Number one is to make sure that you plan, you have a good plan, good business plan. Check out my website for the one-page business plan. Download it for free. Check it out. That'll get you started on that process of planning. Number two, keep things simple. Make it easy, but be consistent. Number three, what do you do? Who do you do it for? Be clear that you're working for your ideal customer, that you're in the right space, that you're doing the right types of projects. Number five, know your numbers. Set up a dashboard with your key performance indicators. Focus on the numbers that matter. That's what you need to keep your eye on the ball. Number six is education and training. Always be learning, always be training. Number seven is to protect your time. Focus on what matters and free up that time so you can do the things that you want to do, whether it's hobbies or family. That is what's important, because as time just flies by, believe me, I know, you want to have had the time to go to your kids' soccer games, to help them with their homework, to be able to spend time with your family. Otherwise, you're just going to get to the end of this deal and you're going to be so beat up and drawn out and go, why the hell did I do this whole thing? So those are seven of our tips, and I'm going to finish up next week. We've got some great tips ahead, so you want to make sure that you check that out. But we're going to talk a lot about marketing. We're going to talk about websites, Google, how to become an expert, how to get more leads and more solid business, repeat customers, how to get your reviews, how to get your referrals. So there's a ton more coming. So make sure you listen in next week to part two. And thanks again for listening. I really appreciate it. We'll see you next week on The Roofer Show.